They fled from tyranny. Your oppressions planted them in America. And yet, actuated by principles of true English liberty, they met all hardships with pleasure compared with those they suffered in their own country from the hands of those that should have been their friends. Men whose behavior on many occasions has caused the blood of those sons of liberty to recoil within them.
I know not what course others meet, but as for me, give me liberty. Or give me death.
Believe me, remember, I this day told you so. That same spirit of freedom which actuated that people at first will accompany them still. But a people jealous of their liberties, and who will vindicate them if ever they should be violated. Sons of liberty.
Sons of liberty.
Sons of liberty. Liberty.
Is life so dear, or peace so sweet, as to be purchased at the price of chains and slavery? Forbid it, Almighty God.
Get Something has happened in the motorcade route.
Who controls the past? Controls the future. Who controls the present? Controls the past.
The death of bin Laden marks the most significant achievement to date in our nation's effort to defeat Al-Qaeda.
All you gotta do is start looking around, start thinking for yourself, start investigating things, and you will see it all right there. So you have the power. Humanity has the power. We have the power. Do you want to fight? You better believe you got one!
Let us never tolerate outrageous conspiracy theories.
As for me, give me liberty or give me death!
The answer to 1984 is 1776.
Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to the InfoWars Nightly News. Today is Monday, March 11, 2013. I'm your host, Aaron Dykes.
Tonight, the arms buildup intensifies as the Department of Homeland Security solicits another huge ammo buy. And this time, Forbes magazine is calling for a national conversation about the DHS buildup that has been dismissed by the mainstream media as a conspiracy theory. Plus, John Kerry labels Bilderberg protesters as hoodlums, and Jeb Bush in 2016 say it isn't so. That's up next on the InfoWars Nightly News.
In tonight's news, the Justice Department did not disclaim murder of Americans on American soil using drones. The principled filibuster by Senator Rand Paul was, of course, a response to Attorney General Eric Holder's letter confirming that the president had the authority to kill citizens on U.S. soil without charge or conviction. But not all the questions were answered when Eric Holder responded to that filibuster saying no, because they inserted the very meaningful clause, the loophole, that it did not cover citizens engaged in, quote, combat on American soil. This gets into the whole issue of indefinite detention with the NDAA, gets into the whole issue with the war on terror, with NORTHCOM declaring military command over the U.S., and a lot more. It's a complicated legal loophole argument, but part of it deals with a memo that was leaked to the press showing that the administration has adopted a virtually limitless definition of imminent, saying that an imminent attack by a supposed terrorist leader doesn't mean they have to have actual evidence of anything that's about to happen or even that an attack is actually planned. Now, with a definition that wide open, you can imagine that the definition of a combatant or someone engaging in combat against the U.S. is equally vague and wide open for very dangerous legal interpretation. Indeed, that is the case. Let's just simplify matters and point to the fact that they're going to label anyone a combatant who they want to. In fact, Bush said it quite clearly shortly after 9/11, if you're not with us, you're with the terrorist. And indeed, they will be using their powers of indefinite detention and extrajudicial drone strikes to target dissidents as despots throughout history always have. And this is just part of the profile, something to keep an eye on. great what Rand Paul did, but it doesn't answer all the questions. Meanwhile, DHS purchasing even more firearms as the arms buildup intensifies. The details of the $4.5 million contract with Heckler and Koch was only amplified by a very similar, almost identical contract with Sig Sauer. All this prompting Forbes magazine to write that we need a national conversation about the buildup of weapons of ammunition, now over 2 billion rounds, by Homeland Security and other executive departments. Ralph Binko writes in part, at the height of the Iraq war, the Army was expending less than 6 million rounds a month. 1.6 billion rounds, therefore, would be enough to sustain a hot war for 20-plus years in America. Why indeed should the federal government be deploying armored personnel carriers and stockpiling enough ammo for a 20-year war in the homeland? Because it's wrong in every way, writes Binko. And hopefully that and other media attention will be enough to dispel the false rumors that there's nothing to it and it's just a bulk purchase to save the taxpayers' money. And hopefully it will get them to back off of their crazy plan to take on Americans and basically provoke a civil war ahead of economic collapse. Meanwhile, a fresh report on the Bilderberg confab that's held every year. Veteran sleuth Jim Tucker contacted one of his many sources who claims to have been at a meeting or near a meeting with John Kerry, Vernon E. Jordan, and other top Bilderberg nominees. Of course, just the fact that John Kerry went to Bilderberg last year when no one knew he would be the Secretary of State helps to show the power of Bilderberg, because he was out of the spotlight. He had lost the election in 2004. No one was much paying attention to John Forbes Kerry, and yet there was Bilderberg inviting him just for 2012, ahead of his becoming the head of the State Department, one of the largest wagers of wars that aren't wars and of eugenics operations that aren't eugenics. But aside from all that, Vernon Jordan and other members talked up the possibility of Iranian war, talking about how the Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu often got angry, and when he got angry, they pushed for war. A fellow attendee was reported to have said, the bigger the war, the better the chances of establishing a global banking system to finance such ventures. They also expressed dismay that there weren't boots on the ground from either the U.S. or NATO in the Syria conflict, which John Kerry reportedly said he could do something to fix that, and later that same day he gave a press conference saying that they wouldn't leave the Syrian rebels flapping in the wind. Of course, there was the Syrian National Transition Council member Basma Kodmani at the Bilderberg meeting last year. Bush baggage, not an issue, says Jeb, seeking a third Bush presidency. I wrote this article last night because in the media they're clearly floating the idea that George Bush would not be enough, George H.W. Bush would not be enough, but there could be a Jeb Bush presidency, putting for the first time in American history in all flagrant abuse of the principles and spirit of the Constitution and Bill of Rights, a third member of the same immediate family in the White House. Let's roll those clips.
Of whether or not you would run in 2016. Do you think that there is any Bush baggage? Do you think that would be a problem?
No, I don't think there's any Bush baggage at all. I love my brother. I'm proud of his accomplishments. I love my dad. I am proud to be a Bush. And if I run for president, it's not because of something in my DNA that compels me to do it. It would be that it's the right thing to do for my family.
I think your brother Jeb will be president one day?
I wish he would be. When the man says, I'm not running, he means it, and I wish he had run.
Would he be a good president? Absolutely. And then don't just take that from the father prejudice view.
It has always been no before, but Jeb Bush opened the door just a crack to following in the footsteps of his father and brother this week when he made the rounds for his new book, Immigration Wars.
And so there you have it, comments from Jeb Bush and his family members saying if he ran, it'd be for the good of his family, not for the good of the country. Now, it's hard to imagine something as odious as another Bush president appealing to voters, but of course we know it's pushed through these stage elections. I just want to know one thing. Would Rand Paul, who now today is standing up to the drone attacks with a filibuster, will he endorse Jeb Bush like he did Mitt Romney if he's the nominee in 2016? I certainly hope not, but we'll see what happens. A judge just halted the New York City soda ban pushed by Bloomberg. A state judge today did away with that plan for the time being to ban sodas of more than 16 ounces. However, the city is appealing the decision. And we see Mayor Bloomberg defending himself against frequent critics that he's trying to ban everything, saying, "We're not trying to ban anything. It's just portion control." Yeah, just like your billionaire secret eugenics op with Bill Gates and David Rockefeller, that's not genocide, that's population control. What indeed is behind Whole Foods' decision to label GMOs in their stores? They have, of course, announced that by 2018, 5 years out, they will label everything that they sell on their shelves as being either non-GMO or as being GMO in the ingredients list. They previously acted like this was a ridiculous idea. When we spoke to Whole Foods people in our InfoWars interview, you had organic spies and other grassroots advocates pushing for labeling and exposing the fact that Whole Foods was hiding their GMO ingredients on the shelves while promoting themselves as organic, while having giant billboards that says nothing artificial ever when they've got lab-created, genetically modified ingredients on their shelves. But there's even more to the story than Mike Adams and John Rappaport brought out in their articles, although they were great articles showing how even though they're even though Whole Foods is responding to the bottom line, because of course they're a business, consumer pressure, people saying no to GMOs, and pushing for Prop 37 in California did have a big effect. But there has been secret meetings going on. If you could pull up that article on the page over there, are Walmart and Big Food lobbying for a GMO labeling law? You've got Ronnie Cummins from the Organic Consumers Association, who's really been at the heart of the issue in the details of what's going on, explaining how high-level executives from some of the U.S.'s largest food corporations are meeting with the FDA behind closed doors as of the beginning of January of this year, cozying up so they can derail the organic and anti-GMO movement and pass basically a soft labeling law to preempt the states. They want to issue the idea of preemption that stronger state laws most likely wouldn't pass or possibly couldn't pass if there's a federal law on the books. And he says, in part, is it possible that the threat posed by growing grassroots GMO labeling has prompted a number of Fortune 500 companies to abandon Monsanto and biotech and rethink the PR and bottom line costs of clinging to their anti-right-to-know positions? After all, it's not as if these companies are incapable of making GMO-free products, though many Americans don't know it. Walmart, General Mills, Coca-Cola, Pepsi, Nestle, Unilever, Kellogg's, Starbucks, even McDonald's are GMO-free in Europe thanks to strict labeling laws. And you go on to see how in the New York Times, later in January, they reported on more and more meetings with the big food industries who say they're pushing for genetic changes to food and how it may get uniform labeling. Why? Because they heard consumers saying no to GMO, and they saw what happened in California, and they say, although they were fine with bankrolling opposition to Prop 37 during this past election concentrated in California, they do not want to face what is now up to 20 states considering labeling laws and still a lot of consumer pressure for outright bans. The bottom line is that Whole Foods is on the inside. They know there's a sea change in the labeling laws coming. They want to be ahead of the curve because their identity rests on selling organic foods, and they don't want people thinking about their GMOs. With that said, I go now to Alex's news wrap. He's been gone for a week. He wants to cover a whole bunch of issues that are pertinent today. Here's that video.
On tonight's InfoWars Nightly News, I wanted to come on air and break down some of the top stories of the day, because each one of these is incredibly important when you understand the news behind the news, the story behind the story, or as Paul Harvey would say, the rest of the story. First off, Forbes, very prestigious in journalism, has come out and said that we need to have a national conversation about the 1.6 billion rounds of ammunition that's now actually over 2 billion rounds of ammunition. And Forbes goes on to say that they went and researched, and indeed Homeland Security has purchased this, and that it's not a rumor, but raw story. Media Matters, this is an admitted White House front, Politico, MSNBC, Slate, have all come out in the last week and said that I'm insane, there are no bullets, and there are no armored vehicles by the thousands being purchased, which Forbes also links to the federal government's own press releases about this. So incredible psyops going on, because if the people realize the government's arming for a war with the people, they don't want our guns because of the children. They know crime's dropped 49% the last 20 years because of more gun ownership, FBI's own numbers. They want the guns for a system where only the state has power. That has a name. It's called oppression. It's called despotism. It's called tyranny. So this is a big deal that the White House is responding to this and having its mouthpieces, its propaganda arms, lie and say that it doesn't exist. And it's now blowing up in their face as even AP, Denver Post, Forbes report on it. Now, AP whitewashes it, and others whitewash it, but not Forbes. And they're saying there should be a national discussion about the drones, the armored vehicles, the checkpoints. People are waking up to the gathering storm around us. Very, very exciting. Speaking of the truth coming out and government hoaxes being exposed, Al-Qaeda was created by the people that run our government. It was created by the global crime networks in 1979. That's declassified. The Taliban was basically put into power in Afghanistan. And I put in films like Road to Tyranny 10 years ago that Al-Qaeda and Taliban work for the globalists and are embedded in our government. Now it's admitted they work for them in Libya and Syria and everywhere else. So I deserve an apology. I'm not looking for an apology. I just want people to understand, 12 years ago, I started putting this information out because it was the truth, even though it was unpopular. Well, now it's all coming out. So what are you going to do about it? And Mohammad Karzai, who's not a good guy, he's a puppet of the globalist, he's been double-crossed by him, so now he's coming out saying what we know is true. The bombings the last year, bombing government buildings, blowing up hotels, assassinating Afghan leaders by the Taliban and Al-Qaeda, he's come out and said in a speech that the United States, or the elements that run it is more accurate, and NATO are running Al-Qaeda and Taliban and staging these events. So more and more it's coming out. We knew a decade ago that our government was growing the opium in Afghanistan when they took over. Went from 10% of world production to over 90%. Because so many troops spoke out, they were forced a few years ago to have newscasts on CBS, NBC, ABC, CNN, BBC, Fox. We've shown you the clips. You can look them up online. Government admits we grow the opium. They don't talk about how it then shows up here. You see, they ship it in, and then when you use it, they put you in their private prisons. And the criminals go out and rob to pay for the overpriced black market product that until the 30s was sold in drugstores everywhere. There was much less drug use. You could walk in and buy bottles of opium or even heroin. Cocaine, Coca-Cola, had a large amount, something like a quarter gram of pure cocaine in it until the 30s. And then they said, wait a minute, we're going to make this illegal to make bigger profits. It's just amazing how phony the drug war is. So all of that is coming out. There was another article, jets out of French news agency, AFP, jets bomb Homs district, Al-Qaeda claims killing Syrian troops. So Al-Qaeda is there waging war as the tip of the spear for the globalists and, you know, claiming big victories against Syrian troops. Just absolutely amazing. But you and I are told we've got to give up our liberties, because Al-Qaeda is waiting under every table, that Al-Qaeda is going to murder our family if the TSA perverts, who they admittedly hire convicted felons, can't take your five-year-old daughter or son into a closed room to properly grope them or put them through naked body scanners. Now, shifting gears into some big economic news, last year the record number was 46,609,000 plus people on food stamps. By December, those are the latest numbers we get. The numbers are always about 4 or 5 months behind. It had already surged to 47,791,000 plus, which is over a million more. And that's the goal, to domesticate our society. Continuing, LA Times reports, Republicans resume effort to repeal Obamacare. But the problem is that's mainly on the surface. It was Republican leadership that wrote Obamacare, along with the Democrats. Mitt Romney was part of that, 7, 8 years ago. Because big insurance companies want to make you buy your product from them and have no choice. That's why premiums are set to double in 2013. And it doesn't cover pre-existing conditions. And it's a total scam. And it has payroll tax increases on the poorest Americans. So keep Republican feet to the fire to really repeal it. It's incredibly unpopular. Death panels are now admitted, and not act like they're repealing it. See, 21st century warfare is economic, not just military. and it's more economic than it's ever been. And so they simulate where Republicans and Democrats are fighting so they can control both sides, the social engineers. Just like they have to have a war to grow the opium and it, control the people. They're the real target in Afghanistan. So they put Al-Qaeda in. And then they move them in the airlift of evil after the U.S. took over. Upwards of 40,000, some estimates are. Our government did on record, look it up, airlift of evil, into Pakistan to start the next destabilization there. And then the West can attack Pakistan, which further radicalizes their public, to then go join the Al-Qaeda armies that actually work for the globalist. I mean, it seems complex, but once you get it, and you realize that episode 1, 2, and 3 of Star Wars are that exact plot, a children's movie gets it, but adults can't get it. In fact, whenever episode 3 came out, I remember he was at Cannes Film Festival seeing an interview with him and also reading the text of it. Where George Lucas, they were like, we don't understand the last two episodes, you know, 2 and 3. What do they mean? And he said, well, what does it mean? The government stages attacks against itself as a pretext to take over, enslave, and overthrow the republic. And they were like, we just don't understand that. Because conditioned people don't even get how history really works with the Reichstag, Gulf of Tonkin, all these other events. So Republicans resume effort to repeal Obamacare. Hope that isn't just for political points. Hope it's the real deal, because it will bankrupt this country. It already is. Banks saved, but Europe risked losing a generation. And that's an article out of Reuters. Oh, they saved the mega banks. The people are having to work 6 days a week. Their taxes are going up, not because of their pensions, not because of even big government. That's part of it. That's to get you dependent. 90%+ of the debt in Europe, from Greece to Spain, is derivatives of the banks that are calling the shots. So you bail them out, then you're in debt to them because your money was given to them to bail them out, but now it's their money, so you got to pay them interest. And then now you're their debt slave. Unbelievable article there. Here's another one. Greek prime minister says no more austerity because after 2 years of massive tax increases, the economy shut down. Less money came in. Now the mission's been completed. Now they can selectively cut taxes on insiders. That's what's going on. Because they've done this in hundreds of other countries the last century. It's in IMF World Bank plans that got leaked in 2002. That's how we know the script, the playbook here. Here's another one. Why Italy could be the next bad boy of Europe if they don't go under all the austerity and raise the taxes that the elite are exempt from. And speaking of being exempt, here's a story out of International Business Times. Just General Electric alone in here has over $100 billion, $108 million in just the last couple of years of tax-free money offshore with the law written where they're exempt. And their executives are exempt. And they've written the laws. And it's GE that heads up Obama's council and formerly controlled MSNBC, that's saying, raise taxes on the rich. We deserve more taxes. Because they call the rich, people making $125,000 a year, who they then transfer that money to them in banker bailouts and other deals. Local government taxes you and puts it into foreign investments. Over 70% of the tax money you pay, county, city, federal, ends up going to offshore combines. In investments, bond packages, you name it. That's the comprehensive annual financial reports exposed, my two-hour film that's free online and here at PrisonPlanet.tv. You better watch it. It's not as entertaining as, you know, the new Hollywood movies, but it'll actually set you free and empower you financially. So there's that huge article. GE, Pfizer, Microsoft, Apple, Google, they ain't paying jack crap. On average, they pay about 1% tax, but I pay 40% federal now. And I had my accountant do all the math, about 64% in taxes. And guess what? It's only going to go up. And so I can't hire more people. They all pay taxes. And there's taxes on taxes. Continues. iPhone facing its biggest threat yet with the launch of the new Samsung Galaxy, which could be controlled by the eyes. You're like, oh, that sounds great. Problem is they can dial in the future. You will buy and sell with a retina scan. So it's not the technology's bad. It's that who's controlling it is bad. And, of course, some of the biggest news, South Korea begins military exercises, ends the armistice, which was a ceasefire. We are now in a state of war with North Korea run by the insane Kim Jong-un. And we've got demons on our side that will use the threat of this nut to take our rights, and he'll use the threat of the West to enslave his people even more. Unbelievable. But notice as the global implosion happens, the Middle East wars heat up, The war with and conflicts with in Asia heat up, Japan and China, North Korea, South Korea, U.S. It's all heating up and all being orchestrated, all being manipulated, because all these criminals think alike, even if they're against each other. U.S. says U.N. sanctions will bite after North Korea threatens nuclear attack on the West Coast. All that'll do is starve more people. It'll just starve more of their poor, pathetic people. Just unbelievable. North Korea threatens nuclear strike. I mean, that's amazing. Meanwhile, we've got real threats like four big asteroids that came record close to the Earth. You've got all these other big asteroids blowing up in the skies over Florida, over L.A., over Russia. The globalists are not the kings of the universe. They act like they are. They're a joke. When you see Kim Jong-un pathetically starved for credibility, hugging Dennis Rodman, a burnout nobody, it shows you how pathetic the all-powerful state is in a country where they say he's God. But to his people, Dennis Rodman must be God if the dear leader is hugging him. The ultra-patheticness of this. A kid who just a year and a half ago was at a boarding school in Switzerland having his shoes put on for him. He first got there and was all goofy looking, and I'm the dictator now, and just a year later he's ha 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 ha. I mean, you look at those videos, totally demonic. That's what big government, that's what statism is. Whether it comes in the form of corporations that are out of control or government, my God, get back to the Bill of Rights and Constitution. Now back to Aaron Dykes and the conclusion of InfoWars Nightly News on this Monday, March 11th, 2013 edition. And if you're not a subscriber to PrisonPlanet.tv out there, you get 11 memberships for $5.95 a month, and it supports free speech on our own platform. So please become a subscriber today, and I want to thank all of you that are subscribers. The films, everything, PrisonPlanet.tv. Back to Aaron.
And that's it for the news. We'll go now to the quote of the day. It comes from a historic figure, Frederick Douglass. He said, "Where justice is denied, where poverty is enforced, where ignorance prevails, and where any one class is made to feel that society is an organized conspiracy to oppress, rob, and degrade them, neither persons nor property will be safe." And he had so many inspirational things to say. It really paved the way, of course, for the true end of slavery, although they found other ways to compromise people. We'll be back on the other side. We're going to discuss what happened at South by Southwest and why they're trying to restrict the First Amendment, at least when it comes to InfoWars. Stay tuned. Thanks for watching, and spread the word. PrisonPlanet.tv and Planet InfoWars.
I'm Darren McBreen, and these are some of the new items that are available now at InfoWarsShop.com.
Alert the public to Obama's blatant abuse of power with the new Obama t-shirt. Obama's Joker face on the front and come and take it on the back. It's time to publicly call him out for what he is, a tyrant. Defend the Second Amendment with our top seller come and take it t-shirts. And look at that, women's cut tank tops and t-shirts now available. Nice hat. Plus the Don't Tread on Me flag. And now you can become a micro distributor of the InfoWars magazine. Plus get your own copy delivered right to your door each and every month. And if you're tired like I am of you and your family being exposed to polluted drinking water, get the Pro One High Performance Water Filter. It gets rid of all pathogenic bacteria, cysts, fluoride, heavy metals, and numerous other contaminants. So join the revolution at InfoWarsShop.com.
Jakari Jackson here, and I want to talk to you for a second about water. You know about ProPure, our flagship water purification system, but check out some of our portable water filter products at InfoWarsStore.com. The clearly filtered water pitcher. Also, for those of you on the go, we have the Athlete Edition filtered water bottle. And the RAD Eliminator Pro Filtered Sports Bottle that removes radiation. And keep in mind, we have replacement filters for all of these products. The ever popular grab and go bag favorite, the Life Straw. The Crystal Quest Shower Filter System. And the Aquapod Kit, great for mass storage of water. And while you're at the InfoWars shop, pick up a copy of our latest book, 31 Days to Survival. You can find all this and more at the InfoWarsStore.com. And don't forget, it's your support that funds our operation. Sign up for our free newsletter at InfoWars.com/newsletter.
InfoWars Magazine is more than just our answer to the internet kill switch.
We're also going back to the roots of this country. When our founders, for a decade before 1776, known as the pamphleteers, with hundreds of little printing presses in every colony, got out the real news, the real information, and countered the system. This is tailored, designed with the truth to wake up your friends and family. This is the 21st century version of the pamphleteers. So get them at InfoWarsShop.com or InfoWarsStore.com. Sign up and buy them in bulk. Sign up and be a micro distributor for a full year to buy them in bulk and get one of the newsstands added, or sign up and get 12 issues delivered to your door or give a gift subscription. Whatever you do, be part of the fight. And I want to salute and thank all of you that are subscribers and are getting the magazine in bulk, or who have ever come to InfoWarsStore.com and bought any of our products, because we are supported by patriots and liberty lovers like you. We couldn't do it without you.
We are back on the InfoWars Nightly News. Joining us now is Rob Jacobson, who's worked behind the scenes for now more than 8 years, mainly behind the scenes at InfoWars, to talk about what happened over the weekend at South by Southwest, which, for those who don't know, is a huge music and movie and interactive event festival. Lots of special guests. Hundreds and hundreds of people and bands and groups handing out things in the streets, flyers, promotional materials. But our street team got cited by police for handing out these magazines. Of course, you can get subscriptions of the InfoWars magazine. You can hand them out in bulk. But they were handing them out for free on the streets of Austin and were cited by police for something there's no code for. We know that because we called the police station and found that there was nothing to enforce the event, or someone in the city, we're trying to figure out exactly what, had pressured them to give a warning citation to one of our people. They later backed off, and we found that most of the police actually didn't agree with that. We have one clip here of a police officer saying he wasn't handing out citations. Can we roll that now?
So can you get the sergeant for me?
Is there anything specific that you need to ask?
Yes,
I'm not going to call a sergeant out here unless you need something that you need right now.
Yeah, there are people receiving citations for handing things
where?
Out.
I need a specific incident.
There's one citation.
Okay. There's a phone number right here that you can probably call.
Are you handing out any citations today?
No, I'm not. Not unless I have to.
So we sent reporters down there. That was David Ortiz speaking with police. We spoke with police also. They said they weren't enforcing it. There's no law or policy they were aware of. It just happened. So, of course, Alex decided to go down and protest it because it's selective infringement of free speech. There's really no reason to do it. Again, people are handing out promotions all over downtown Austin. Rob Jacobson, you were there. Tell us what happened at the protest and what you think about this free speech issue.
Well, thanks, Aaron. I'm glad, first of all, when we went down there, there were about 150, 200 people who showed up, and it was really exciting to see that many people show up at such short notice, because, Aaron, this is a really important subject, freedom of speech and selective enforcement going on at the same time. I mean, when South By rolls into town, it really is like the circus has rolled into town. There's entertainers, movie people, just characters of all sort here to promote
celebrities and VIPs,
everything.
And
you could see anybody. You see everybody and everybody in town for this week, and they're handing out their palm cards. They're handing out CDs. They're handing out videos. They're doing performances on the street. They got T-shirts. They got everything you could think of, and it's going on right now. If you just you could just go downtown right now and get any type of this merch being handed out to everybody on the street. And it was surprising, I guess, for everybody to find out that when our street team went down there to hand out basically what everybody else is entitled to hand out, we got selectively enforced by South by Southwest. I mean, from what we gather, it's by Southwest, because the very next day the cops stopped enforcing that, knowing that there was no enforcement for them to follow.
Like, well, you can't give someone a ticket if there's no citation, if there's no ordinance, and there's not, according to anything we can gather, what the police station itself told us.
Plus, I mean, to give a pamphlet of information out on a public street is every American's right to do so. I mean, we're not, you know, putting anybody in
danger. It's very like America Ground Zero right there.
Exactly.
That's revolution material there.
And on top of that, we heard from another person who participated at the event yesterday that also while handing out, I think it was a member of our street team was telling us that while handing out these magazines, after the cops were told not to enforce the citation, a bouncer came out and basically bowed up to a member of our street team and said, you can't. I think it was Max, actually.
By the way, we have some footage of some of the people on the street team handing out the magazines. You could do this, too, in your area. But, yeah, we're getting harassed downtown when there's just hundreds, maybe even thousands of groups trying to promote whatever it is they're into, a band or some kind of special deal, whatever it is. Everyone's trying to promote. Nobody's necessarily trying to sell anything, per se, just by handing something out on the street.
I think for most artists, South By is about networking. It's about getting to know other people, getting the word out about yourself. And that's exactly what we were doing. We were getting our word out. We have a message about what's going on in this country. We also have a message about where to find this information. And we have every entitlement to go down there just like everybody else does and to get the word out on the street of what we're up to and for the cops to come down. And then for even worse, for South By themselves to come down, get their bouncer to bow up to our guys, it's ridiculous. I mean, South By Southwest does come into town. It does have, the city does have this kind of feeling like they're dominating the entire city, but that doesn't mean they are dominating the city, and the citizens still have
rights. They're an important and noted fixture, but yeah, our rights don't go away because they're having a festival. And by the way, it's decentralized. They use hundreds, dozens of event locations.
Exactly.
It's not all just at one central convention center or something. That's only one of the locations they use.
There are hundreds of bars.
Now, we're about to go to the video clip in just a moment, but tell us briefly what happened at the actual protest with Alex and...
Well, briefly what happened is Alex protested. He showed up. There was a lot of participants that showed up as well. And he basically made it clear to the cops who were involved, who were there, who all seemed like they were all in agreement with Alex. Like, it was a ridiculous thing to even be suggested that there be selective enforcement like that. And there was a lot of security people who were behind the scenes that kind of approached the glass and took a look at us and then walked away with their little earpieces.
But they heard us and the cops backed off. So here's the InfoWars magazine. Some people in the city of Austin and indeed around the globe don't want you to see. Let's go now to the piece David Knight put together showing us that South by Southwest protest and why it fits in with the spirit of independence we're trying to promote here at InfoWars.com.
March 6th, 1836. The Battle for the Alamo. 177 years ago, we still remember and celebrate their bravery. But what did they die for? It wasn't Anglo versus Mexican. It was people of every tongue, tribe, and race standing against tyranny. They could have gone along quietly. They could have surrendered and surrendered their freedoms, but they didn't. They drew their line in the sand and said, "We'll die before we give up our freedoms." Well, Colonel Travis drew a line in the sand at the Alamo, and 60 years before the Alamo, the founders of this country drew the line at a small tax on tea. Where do you draw the line on tyranny? As I returned to Austin, I found that like cities all over America, corporatists were trying to deny basic freedoms by intimidation. South by Southwest is big business here in Austin. It's a huge industry show for music, film, and interactive media. And they seem to think they own Austin for that week. As InfoWars is handing out our monthly magazine for free, South by Southwest got some Austin police officers to issue warnings, then tickets when we wouldn't stop. But there is no ordinance against handing out free information on public streets, whether or not South by Southwest is in town.
Well, I had my car parked there with some banners on the side, and that was illegal. So they told me they were going to give me a ticket, and I was going to get in trouble just because I had my banners there. I had some magazines in front of the car. So it is true, we had to hassle with them.
They told you they couldn't hand them out. We got a ticket.
Yeah, and then this cop, he was giving out warnings to everybody, even people that were giving away free logs. Yeah, they got tickets as well. This guy was harassing us and saying that we can't give away more magazines because we are not sponsors of South by Southwest.
Did you hear that? Now South by Southwest people say they get the cops to harass us because the cops are now behaving like they should under the Constitution. They're now having people come up and harass us saying you can't on city streets hand a magazine out because you're not South by Southwest. They now say they own Austin. Does the Chronicle own Austin? Because nothing stops people in our
taken down. Nothing stops people that are willing to die. Nothing stops 1776. Nothing stops it. You got that, scum? Nothing. I'll close with this. The words for V for Vendetta. Flesh and blood, it dies. It's not bulletproof, but ideas. Ideas are bulletproof. You got that? I am bulletproof forever. We're all bulletproof when we stand in the light and stand for liberty. And all of you tyrants can go straight to hell. And again, I salute all of you that came out here to stand against these tyrants, to stand against these straw men, to stand against these thugs, to stand against these control freaks that thought they'd come here with their trendy Hollywood mafia crap and tell us they run our lives! They will run anything! Saying that, but it is so humbling to sit here and talk to you. I want to say this. I salute you, those that actually aren't in trance and that are awake and understand what's happening. Yeah. You are the founders of the new republic. The globalists have already taken over the old republic, but we will restore the great republic again, and as the tyrants try to oppress the people,